I remember numerous reunions, reconnecting with immediate and extended family for a few days. There was always conversation, fun, laughter, and something else of prime importance, at least to me. Great food, always great food. That was one of the best things at these gatherings. In our mobile society, it's even harder for families to get together when numerous miles keep us apart. More scheduled planning months ahead of time is required, and families need to prioritize it, save for it, and then drive or fly. During this season, we have discussed how much God loves us by reaching out and touching us, not only through our ears when we hear his word, but also through our other physical senses, like smelling, seeing, tasting, and feeling. We meditated on ashes, salt, water, light, wood, and even bread. And today we meditate on milk and honey. When Israel longed for the food of the promised land, it was called the land of milk and honey. Families in the Bible often gathered for high feasts like Passover and Pentecost. Thousands of years later, we continue to celebrate feasts such as Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. Today, on this Feast of Feasts, we celebrate Jesus Christ conquering sin, death, and hell, and the grave by coming back, by resurrecting from the dead. And through all of that, he promises you the ultimate prize, an eternal inheritance of heaven. St. Peter even calls it a new heaven and a new earth. In the early church, Easter Day was the first time newly baptized and instructed Christians ate and drank the Lord's Supper. When new Christians were formally welcomed into the church, they were greeted, given a holy kiss, and were congratulated for being released from the slavery of sin to be free children of God. Right before their first communion, when they received the body and blood of Jesus, they were first given a cup of water mixed with milk and honey. This reminded those Christians that whenever you partake of the Lord's Supper, you are also partaking in an eternal feast of the promised land of heaven. Therefore, being in worship is really a big deal on Easter. It is like a prodigal son returning to his waiting father, where a rich feast is prepared. When someone is welcomed into God's household of faith, it is a family reunion, a time of feasting. The prophet Isaiah recalls a family reunion in today's Old Testament reading. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine. The banquet Isaiah describes is the eternal feast of heaven, in which all of God's people will partake someday. The reason why you are invited to this glorious banquet today is because someone opened the door for you. That is Jesus Christ, your crucified Lord, who is not dead but is risen and victorious. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus has once and for all destroyed the covering that is cast over all people, the veil that is spread over all nations. Jesus has swallowed up and eaten death forever by rising from the dead. Heaven still awaits you, but heaven is never so far away that you cannot taste it. When someone confesses that they believe in Jesus Christ, they have already crossed over from death into life. You are never closer to your loved ones in heaven than when we gather here for the Lord's Supper. We have crossed over from the river of death into life. When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they were set free from death and slavery in Egypt. When they crossed over the Jordan River, they entered the promised land of milk and honey. Dear friends, do not miss out on the sweetness of this joyous day. Whenever you enter the threshold of this nave, as his baptized child, you have crossed out of death into life because Jesus conquered sin and death for you. Christ is risen. You have stepped out of your world and entered God's world. Every single one of you has your share of death, pain, and sin outside these walls. You have trials and anxieties, but soon all that falls short compared to what heaven will be. Heaven is your promised land. It is perfect and peaceful, where the feast never ends. But until we enter those eternal halls, we must live with the frailties of age, illness, and death. We live with broken and strained relationships. We live grieving a loved one who is not with us anymore. We live with job loss or a dissolved plan for education. We worry about family, home, or work. As a result, all of us long for rest while many troubles remain out of our control. When God told Moses through the burning bush that he would lead God's people out of slavery and into the promised land of milk and honey, Israel could not wait to enter it. However, soon they were sinful and rebellious. Many did not enter it when they blamed both God and Moses for their troubles. Until they entered the promised land, they did not like living in tents and moving whenever God told them to move. They were tired of the same food. They longed for clean water and wanted more variety. So they grumbled. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die here, Moses?" They were angry. They were ready to stone Moses and tell God that life was better in Egypt. For each of us, sometimes life feels very, very long, and it's easy to grow impatient. And we ask ourselves, where can I find rest from this problem? Where can I find the strength to move forward? It's at those times you need God's sweet milk and honey. Receive it where it's always offered, in God's word and sacraments. Life is often frustrating, making me think that I deserve more out of this life than what God provided. But do I want to sit in that rebellion? No, only one thing is needed, the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can feed your hungry soul in the wilderness as we await the promised land of milk and honey. Just as God gave Israel manna daily to survive in the wilderness, God still gives you the bread of life, Jesus. This table provides a foretaste of heaven. Your journey in this world is not complete until you die or the Lord comes again. But as you wait for the promised land of heaven, God promises to feed you every time you receive his word and sacrament. Friends, family reunions are great, but they never last. God's kingdom is eternal, and our ultimate victory has been won. God offers you something to eat here that is far better than anything the world can offer. Here you taste the fruit of the promised land, milk and honey. We eat today from heaven's table now. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Your risen Lord gives you his life-giving word, and feeds your hungry soul with the body and blood. No earthly family reunion can beat that meal. So go enjoy your Easter brunch and your Easter dinner with family and friends. But remember, nothing beats the feast of the promised land, giving you a foretaste of heaven. Amen.